Time now for your letters and one correction. Last week, we reported on the Volcker Rule and its effect on community banks. Well, in our story, we mistakenly identified the president of Tioga State Bank as Richard Fisher. In fact, his name is Robert Fisher. Our apologies, Mr. Fisher.
Now to your letters. On Tuesday, I spoke with Carrie Candale, who's turned his obsession with Beethoven's Ninth into a documentary film. It's called Following the Ninth, in the Footsteps of Beethoven's Final Symphony. In it, Candale tracks the Ninth's influence around the world, from Japan to China to Chile, where it became an anthem of solidarity. Women would sing it over prison walls to those who were inside being tortured. Eric McDowell of Bellevue, Washington writes this: I had just finished an 8-hour workshop on the things that divide us, racism, hatred, and prejudice, to name a few. I got in my car to drive home, exhausted after such an intense day. As I turned on the radio to NPR, I heard the story on Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and was immediately moved and refreshed. It was wonderful to be reminded that despite our differences, despite all obstacles, music and beauty can unite us.
Betty Modine of Oak Ridge, Oregon, was also touched by our story. After humming Ode to Joy while doing a few chores, she says she felt compelled to look up the words in the music her choir uses. She writes, "The last verse in the translation we use says it all. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning o'er us, binding all within its span. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lead us sunward in the triumph song of life."
Thanks to all who wrote in, and please keep your letters coming. You can go to npr.org and click on Contact at the very bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.